This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. We're looking ahead to an event taking place in Siglufjörður. Not till the end of August, the 30th of August, is when what is described as probably the northernmost comics festival in the world comes to Siglufjörður. And I'm joined on Zoom today by Lefteris Yanoumakis, who is the organizer of this festival. Lefteris, thanks very much for your time today. As I say, looking ahead to what's happening on the 30th of August. When we talk about comics in this context, firstly, what are we talking about?
People often confuse comics with cartoons or confuse comics with graphics novels, is a term that's been thrown around and confused people. Mm. No, comics is a form of art, the ninth art, let's say, a form of storytelling. Publications, shorter or larger narratives published in the forms of 16 to God knows how long, many pages long comic books.
Tell me about your interest in comics. How long have you been interested in that as an art form?
I've been reading comics from a very young age, because there have always been comics at home. Let's say my parents also used to read comics. Greece, as where I'm from, has a long tradition of not so much making comics, but definitely reading comics. So I started reading from a very young age, mainly French-Belgian comics like Asterix, like Luke, and so on. And then during my teen years and getting older, more like what came from Italy and France in the 70s, 80s reached Greece. Then when I was studying fine arts, I had to give up comics for a little bit, and was often accused during my thesis that my painting looks a lot like comics. For the past 10 years, I started making comics again and reading comics, and yeah.
Okay, now you are in Siglufjörður in the mm-hmm. north of Iceland, and it might mm-hmm. surprise a lot of people, firstly, that the Comics Festival is taking place there, but also that in the 1930s, the publishing house in the town actually brought comics to Iceland. So comics have been around in Iceland for a long time, and they've been in Siglufjörður for a long time, haven't they?
Very true. Yes, well, comics were brought here by the Americans, by the American base. That's how they were popularized in Iceland. And then it was Siglufjörður Prentsmiðja, so the publishing house of Siglufjörður, let's say, or based in Siglufjörður, who were the first to publish comics in Icelandic. Mm. Now, the reason why I'm doing the festival here is mainly because I live here. This is my home.
Yes, yes. And I know that you do, and I was going to ask whether this is all just coincidence if you moved to Siglufjörður because of the comic history, or whether it's all just a happy coincidence.
No. I had no idea.
Okay.
I had no idea. I moved to Siglufjörður because there's an artist in residence program here called Hjerhusið, and I did that very many years ago, 14 years ago. And that's when I got the idea that's when I felt I have to move here. So eventually I did. Then when I decided to do this festival, I seek approval, let's say, from a good friend of mine, writer and an artist, Erlingur Kristinsson, who is also the creator and former director of the Herringer Museum.
Mm, which is a wonderful place.
Wonderful indeed. And so I asked Erlingur, if this is a good idea, should I do this? Is this something that's appropriate for our town? And he was the one who told me the story of Siglufjörður Prentsmiðja. I it's pure coincidence. But the very convenient.
It must have been when you heard that, you must have thought, well, this is perfect. I mean, the best possible place to do something like this, given the history. So let's talk about the festival itself and what people can expect. It's for creators, it's for artists, it's for readers as well, it's for everyone.
Yes, it's for both. So the festival's main aim is to bring together and broaden the comics community here in Iceland. Our main event, the heart, let's say, of the festival is the Artists' Alley, which will take place on Saturday, the 31st of August. And an artist alley is much like a book fair, but for comics. So creators will comics artists will come here, table their goods, their publications and merchandise and whatnot. And the audience is very welcome to meet them, meet their works, hopefully buy them to support them.
A lot of people will now read fiction, or they'll read books on e-readers, on Kindles, or other similar devices. Is the same thing happening with comics? Do they translate to electronic means in the same way?
I feel it's kind of sad to be honest, because comics have had to adjust their format to fit these platforms, to fit electronic platforms, and in this way compromise their tools of storytelling. What I mean by this is that the way like the layout of a page is one of the tools you have to tell your story. A turn page is a very important element in comics. And we, at least I observe that very many people do comics for Instagram, for example, which means that all their panels need to be pretty much the same size. And then there's always a turn page. There have been platforms that are specific to comics. And again, because you no longer turn pages, but you scroll down. Some of the old tricks didn't work. People needed to come up with new tricks and whatnot. But I wouldn't say that this is like has changed. There's a new era in comics, at least to my, again, the way I see it, because very many people who read comics want to have our collectors or just to see some value in having a physical copy of a comic book.
And that's the thing, isn't it? That this is true of so many things, I think, increasingly, that people like to have collections. Vinyl records, a great example of this. But even CDs as well, and cassettes are becoming collectible as well. The real physical object. I'm guessing that at the festival, there will be no shortage of real comics to hold in your hand. There'll be the smell of the ink and the smell of the paper. This is about the chance to hold and collect these items.
Absolutely, and more than that, the artists themselves, the comics artists themselves will be there promoting their work. So the audience will have the opportunity to just meet them, talk to them, ask them what they're about, what their stories are about.
Now, we are going to talk again much nearer the time because we're still a couple of months out here. As I say, this all starts on the 30th of August. We'll be heading in towards winter almost by the time this happens. It's a couple of months away, certainly. You mentioned the Herring Era Museum. That's one of the venues. There are various other venues in the town of Siglafjord as well that you're going to be using. But I guess at this stage, you don't have anything like a confirmed or a full program, which is why we'll talk again nearer the time. How far advanced are you right now when it comes to knowing who's going to be attending and what sort of festival this is going to be?
I would say 70 to 80% if this is helpful. There are 20 confirmed artists who will be attending from Iceland, Norway, Greece, and Ireland. I can tell you right now that we'll have an exhibition at the Herring Era Museum with original works by Brian Pilkington. Brian Pilkington filled I feel needs no introduction, but for people who don't know him, he's an illustrator. He's written very many books, mainly on children's books on trolls, the Yule Lads, and so on. Very many people don't recognize the name, but as soon as they see the work, they know who he is. And I feel people of my generation, I'm in my early 40s, and older, have in Iceland have grown up with his books. So we'll have an exhibition with his original works, which is a very rare opportunity to see his craft up close, because Brian doesn't exhibit so often, especially not his illustrations. He has been very generous with his time with me. We'll have a screening from the archive and curated by the Thessaloniki Animation Festival, which is an international animation festival that takes place in Greece. And they very kindly curated a 2-hour program for us of animated movies for children. We'll have a drink and draw event at our main venue, Circle 66 here. with live music from the jazz ensemble Baby Pop. We'll also have a tabletop games workshop done by Goblin, which is a gaming well a hobby shop, I guess, and gaming club in Akureyri.
As I say, we'll talk again nearer the time, but if anyone wants to find out more, or indeed if they want to get in touch with you, perhaps they are an artist or a creator and they want to be involved in the festival, there is still time for that to happen. I'm assuming there's still time for that to happen, is there?
Yes, there is. Yes,
There's,
there is.
okay. There is.
The I'm notorious for saying yes to everyone. So yes, there is.
Okay. Well, let's assume that there is at the moment. Comicsfestival.is/en is the English version of the Comics Festival page. We'll put a link to that up on the website. And I think your contact details or contact details of some kind will be available there as well.
Our email is ciclo@comicsfestival.as.
Perfect. We'll put that up as well. Lefteris, thanks very much indeed. We shall talk again.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
All right. Good luck. Thank you. Lefteris Iakimakis, who's the organizer of the Comics Festival in Siglafjörður that starts on the 30th of August. This is Ruv English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. And you can get in touch with us anytime. English@ruv.is.
There is more from Ruv English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Ruv English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Ruv.